this bulletin, Australia secures 1 million doses of the Moderna vaccine. New South Wales records over 1,200 cases of COVID. And in sport, 18-year-old Emma Raducanu wins the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Those aged 12 and above will soon be able to receive the Moderna vaccine from their local pharmacy. 1 million doses of the vaccine have been secured from European Union member states. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is recommending Moderna for everyone 12 years and older. Over 42% of the eligible Australian population are now fully vaccinated, and over 67% have had their first dose. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging every Australian to get a COVID vaccine in the remaining months of the year.
It's not just about being able to open safely, it's about being able to remain safely open. And so whether it's seeing friends, getting together, going to a family event, whether it's going to a pub or going to a concert or any of these things, the things that we've been held back from for so long, we need the whole country to continue to press forward. The goals are in sight. They are in very clear sight and they are achievable. They are within reach.
Fully vaccinated New South Wales residents will be able to meet in groups of five tomorrow under easing of restrictions. Over 45% of the eligible population has been fully vaccinated in the state. 1,262 infections have been recorded today and seven people have died. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging compliance with restrictions after big crowds gathered at Sydney beaches over the weekend.
We know that people are tired after the enormous things we've been asking of them, but we must stay the course. So I say to everybody, please don't start getting complacent now. We know the weather adds to our positivity and what we can look forward to in October. But it's so important we all stay the course and just hang in there because we know, as I've said, as Dr. Chanda said, the next few months are the most challenging.
Ms. Berejiklian says she will be a so-called regular feature of upcoming daily COVID updates, but will not be present at every one due to an expected increased workload in coming months. But New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns says government accountability will suffer.
October will be the toughest month that the public health system has ever seen. We will need leadership, constant communication, and yes, scrutiny of the government's decisions. It should not be up to the government to decide when they're going to be accountable. That's in the hands of the people of New South Wales.
A series of pop-up vaccination hubs will be set up across Victoria as the state records almost 400 cases of COVID-19. 100 hubs will be established across 100 so-called priority postcodes, including COVID-hit areas and areas with low vaccination uptake. The state will receive an extra 400,000 Pfizer and Moderna vaccine doses to support the uptake. Turning to overseas, and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says health officials have linked majority of coronavirus cases as the country records 20 new cases. Ms. Ardern says she was encouraged by a fall in cases earlier in the week, including 13 cases recorded on Thursday and just 11 on Friday. The Prime Minister says contact tracing methods are working despite the challenging nature of the highly infectious Delta variant. And turning to sport, 18-year-old Emma Raducanu has won the US Open after defeating Leyla Fernandez 6-4, 6-3. Raducanu has become the youngest major tennis champion since 17-year-old Maria Sharapova won Wimbledon in 2004. The competition was Raducanu's second Grand Slam tournament.
I really want to congratulate Leyla and her team on an incredible fortnight. I mean, she's played some incredible tennis and beaten some of the top players in the world, so it was an incredibly difficult match, but I thought the level was extremely high, and I hope that we play each other in many more tournaments and hopefully finals.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather in Perth, sunny and 20 degrees, partly cloudy and 17 in Adelaide, a shower or two and 15 in Melbourne, showers easing and 11 in Hobart, showers and 12 degrees in Canberra, showers developing and 18 in Wollongong, the same for Sydney and 19, a late shower or two and 22 for Newcastle, mostly sunny and 30 for Brisbane, partly cloudy and 30 in Cairns, and a shower or two and 32 degrees for Darwin. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.